Recent statistics from the American Civil Liberties Union of New Jersey show there's over 35,000 people living behind bars in state penitentiaries. Portia Allen Kyle of the ACLU says that comes at a cost of about $55,000 for each incarcerated person per year.
That is more than the median household income for a significant proportion of New Jerseyans. So for what we pay, in other words, to keep one person incarcerated, a family of four, probably six, could be living for a year.
The recently implemented statewide bail reform is working to keep prison population down. She says decriminalization of low-level arrests is another step towards keeping people out of jail.
Marijuana decriminalization and legalization is at the top of everybody's mind, and it's important. It's going to be impactful. It also won't solve our mass incarceration problem. If we release everybody who was incarcerated in prison for marijuana offenses tomorrow, there will still be thousands of people who are in prison.
There's been a sharp decline in the number of young people jailed in New Jersey. Andrea McChristian with the New Jersey Institute for Social Justice says it didn't come without racial disparities.
In the entire nation, New Jersey has the worst black-white youth incarceration disparity rate. We have the second worst Latino-white youth incarceration disparity rate in the nation. A black kid in New Jersey is over 30 times more likely to be detained or committed to a juvenile facility than a white child.
McChristian says as of June 2017, there are 234 inmates in New Jersey's youth prisons. About 70% of them are African American.
Youth incarceration and incarceration as a whole is a racial justice issue. If we were seeing, for example, the same sympathy for our black kids and kids of color that we were seeing with other children in terms of the opioid crisis, this would be a national issue. If these were white kids locked away in these youth prisons at these alarming rates, this would be a national issue on everyone's tongue. We need to have that same accountability and same love, respect, and care for our young kids of color.
An artist based out of Brooklyn has taken his mass incarceration awareness project to downtown Newark. It's called The Missing, a tribute to the thousands of Americans who were put in jails and forgotten.
What I hope this will be, in collaboration with the groups that are involved, is a container of stories.
Deron Jackson was inspired in part by his brother, who he says has been in and out of prisons his whole entire adult life.
I'm hoping that it'll be a platform for them to tell their stories, but also something that will give them a chance to galvanize around, to talk about and to advocate for the things that really matter to them socially and in the community, such as healthcare, such as mental health care, such as housing and education. Those are all things that I know personally my brother has dealt with his entire adult life. Those are the things that stop people from being able to get back, get back on board and, fall into civic life. Once they get out.
Social justice advocates agree that there's no quick fix to national mass incarceration. They say the best they can do is fight for reform and better solutions. For the WBGO Journal, I'm Meng Santos in Newark.